Dave Steelman lobbies for Western Illinois University. He says at that school, the majority of employees using tuition waivers are relatively low-paid workers, like clerks. They have to work in the university system for 7 years before they're eligible. And Steelman says when employee tuition waivers are compared to similar programs, they don't cost very much.
At Western last year, our employee-dependent waivers totaled about $240,000. Veterans waivers for the same year totaled $2.2 million.
But legislators who want to repeal the tuition waivers say it's not right to have a special benefit for certain government employees. Representative Mike Tryon is a Republican from Crystal Lake.
It's almost like saying if I work at the building department, I get my building permit for half price. I don't know of any other part of government where employees get to pay less for something than the taxpayers or the general public.
Those who want to end the perk say they would consider a compromise, like a salary cap that limits the benefit to lower-wage employees. I'm Brian Mackey.